meeting to order. Please stand for the pledge.
Salute.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So this evening, I'm sitting in for Craig, and I'd like to share a message on his behalf. It's with a heavy heart that we share the passing of his wife, Tammy Gensler. With the support of her loving and devoted husband, she has endured a long and difficult battle with grace and courage. Her beauty, warmest smile, and humor will be missed by all. Your support and prayers are welcomed at this difficult time.
In honor of Tammy's passing, I'd like to take a moment of silence. Moving on to reports and communications, superintendent update.
So tonight, under the circumstances, there wasn't a report prepared. So basically, things are moving along well in the district, and there's really not anything outstanding to report.
Enrollment update?
Enrollment, we lost a few students over the Christmas break, which is pretty typical with families moving. However, it has been a fairly steady stream this week. The apartment complex on the edge of town is starting to open up. And so if you look at the report that was there and the losses that we had, I can only speak for Bear River because I didn't have the other ones, but we've already surpassed what we lost just this week.
Oh, wow.
So I look for numbers to continue to go up because it's just the beginning stages of the apartment complex opening.
But they're flooding in.
They're flooding in. I got six this week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
Are you guys experiencing the same thing?
It's coming up, not that many.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to see an uptick.
Okay.
Communication from the public. Items not on the agenda. Annette?
Hello. Happy New Year. Our hearts go out to Craig and his family and for their loss. Right now we have the month of the military child coming up in April, and so we've already started, and there is a t-shirt contest, a design contest, so the kids are designing some really cool shirts and hoping that they win and their shirt gets chosen. So we're looking forward to that, but that started on the 3rd and it's ending on the 17th next week. So you know, any kids interested, please send them our way. And I think most of you guys probably already received the newsletter. Board, if you didn't, I can send it over to you. But Craig usually, I think, does that too. So we also have January is National Lego Build-A-Thon Month, so or at least a week in there. So January the 26th, we're going to do a Lego challenge, a Lego contest at the youth center, open to 8 to 18, and it's a lot of fun. They had a blast last year, so we had some really creative creative buildings and just all kinds of really cool stuff. So we are pushing that STEM stuff. Let's see, there's also also as part of the newsletter, I put in April 8th will be the solar eclipse, and so next, let's see, on the 23rd of January, they're going to have a nice little webinar kind of talking about it, gearing students up for it, and the schools as well. So We'd love you guys to participate. I signed up already because I just want to know. But it's really cool, and that'll be on January 23rd, and from 12 to 1, but it's Eastern Standard Time, so it's going to be at 9 for us. But that's also in the newsletter as well. With Mr. Gunsler being out, I'm not sure if we're going to have our meeting. We were trying to schedule a meeting for the 26th. People think we'll still be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to move forward with that. Colonel Peterson also, I'll send you an invite for that as well, for the meeting, the 26th. That's on, it's a Friday. Friday at 11, yes ma'am. So I just have to get back with Sandy and just to make sure, confirm it. She said, yeah, it looks good to me, but let me check. So, yeah, we were gonna do it at your school site, so. So I think that is about it. There's just lots going on, lots of new people coming in, and it's good to see it. So any questions? Thank you guys so much, and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Any other communication from the public? Moving on to the consent agenda.
So on the consent agenda, I know that it's all attached in there. Craig wanted me to share that there's two items that have been canceled that were part of that are going to be reimbursed. One of them is the superintendent's conference. He will not be attending the superintendent's conference, and so it's been canceled and being reimbursed. And then there was a CSBA conference on there for four of the confidential employees, and that has also been canceled and will be reimbursed.
Okay.
Everything else should be as written.
Any questions on the consent agenda? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Aye. Moving on to item five, action items.
So we have 5.1, which is to approve the site and district SARC reports. This is a little ironic in that all of the district and site information is up to date. However, the state hasn't released any of its data. We have to approve this item this evening to meet the state timelines and requirements, even though they didn't follow their own timelines and requirements. So it will actually be a working document, has all of our information in. Once the state releases its information, it auto-populates into that card. You don't have to go back and reapprove anything, but we have, you know, it is expected that we approve it following the timeline that they set. It's kind of typical for the state.
Yep. Any questions? Can I get a motion on item 5.1, SARC reports?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving on to 5.2, 23-24 LCAP mid-year report.
So this is that written report that Craig sent out. It's just a mid-year update on the LCAP. Once again, this is a requirement by the state. I spoke to Craig on it. You know, it's pretty standard information, and he said that if you have any specific questions, he's happy to answer them next week.
Any questions? Can I get a motion for item 5.2?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving on to 5.3, 24-25 student calendar.
So this is the same calendar that he passed out at the last board meeting. There's not been any changes. He worked with WESTA on the WESTA days, and they've already approved all the work days for the contract days. He worked in conjunction with the high school and with Plumas Lake. We all know how that works sometimes, so we can't guarantee that that'll stay that way, but right now everybody's in agreement. And we no longer work with Marysville to coordinate calendars just because we don't have any Marysville programs that are served in our district anymore. So it's just primarily those three districts that have worked in conjunction. And it's our hope to get it passed so that families can kind of start planning and looking at next year.
Any questions on the calendar?
So we're back to starting really early again.
Yeah. It's very similar. It's pretty much just a rollover of what we did this year, just with the new dates.
Any other questions? Can I get a motion to approve the 24-25 student calendar?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. 5.4, approve the district sunshine to CSEA.
So you have the option of either doing 5.4 or 5.5 independently or together. Those are linked. This is basically what starts negotiation with the CSEA group. It's our sunshine to them and their sunshine back to the district. And it just starts the process so that we can get negotiations going.
Do you happen to know, and I know it's not your, who is the CSEA president at this current time?
You know, I know Peggy takes a lot of those roles, but I don't think she's identified as the president. I want to say it's Brenda right now. Or is it Laura?
So it's Laura.
Okay.
Laura.
The letter is from to Laura from CSEA.
Oh, you mean if I read that part, I would have known that? Okay.
I didn't say that.
I think it's sad that we're approving all the other agreements and that we're just now getting the sunshine for that group. But that's my own personal.
I know it had something to do with their labor rep and the holdup, because their labor rep is a little more proactive in that determination, and so they were waiting for something from them. And I only know that through Peggy, even if she's not the president, so because I asked her the same question.
It was just, I got a lot of different questions about this, because when they saw the agenda come out.
And everybody else's.
And everybody else's, mm-hmm. And why, who, you know, and that kind of stuff. And I know that with their rep and stuff, yeah, from Sacramento, that,
yep,
it's a little different. I get that.
Well, and as we go on to do the others, the reason that the teachers one isn't on there is they don't have their ratification meeting until January 18th. Everything's looking like it's going that way. It was just the meeting didn't coincide. So we're just waiting on that results from that meeting.
Yep. Any other questions? Okay. Can I get a motion for items 5.4 and 5.5?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. 5.6, a tentative agreement with WESS secretaries.
So you can, this is kind of one of the same things. You can take 5.6 through 5.10 as a collective group or individually based on your preference. These are all the tentative agreements with our non-bargaining units. There's no language changes in any of the contracts, and all of the groups will be receiving the same 8% increase next year. Like I say, you can choose them to do individually or all at once through 5.10.
Any questions?
No.
Can I get a motion?
We approve 5.6, 5.7, 5.8, 5.9, and 5.10.
And second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Moving on to 5.11, extension of superintendent's contract.
So this just extends Craig's contract. It doesn't take effect until July, and it's based on these evaluations.
Can I get a motion?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Any questions or comments from the board?
Craig in our prayers.
Absolutely. So under the circumstances, there won't be closed session tonight. Yeah.
Colonel Peterson, any questions, since we won't have closed session today? Thank you very much. Then with no objections, I will adjourn the meeting at, we're early today.